Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Best in Show. My name is Chris. Happy March to you. Who are you?
I'm 100K.
Fantastic.
Welcome to Best in Show, the radio program that does something. I feel like there should be some catchy, like, the radio program that says, yo, yo. Does that mean anything?
Honestly, the music's so loud, I didn't even hear what you said. I don't know if
that was my teeth. That was my teeth smashing into the thing. Well, I really think I just cracked my tooth on my microphone. This is a great way to open up the show. Oh my God, that hurt.
Not to laugh at your misery, but that was honestly the funniest thing I have ever seen. Because it looked like you just picked the microphone up and smacked yourself in the mouth with it.
Yeah, you know what? I was leaning over to make sure the music was stopped on one computer, so I grabbed the microphone and brought it over close to me and smashed myself in the face with the microphone.
Wow.
And I use a nice oldie time microphone from like 1950s. That's literally...
It's like getting hit in the face with a log, basically.
It's actually from the 60s. But yeah, it's enormous. It's like a big metal bar of soap.
You want to take a blood break?
No, I'm all right. I totally feel it in my tooth, though. I definitely chipped something.
Well, look at my tooth. You look like me now. For those of you that can't see, which is all of you, I have a chipped tooth in the front because I'm too lazy to get it bonded again.
Yeah, so do I at the bottom. Actually, I was with you. We were watching Twin Peaks when I rebroke it, if you remember. I bit into a pretzel. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. I remember that now.
I really hurt myself. Okay, sorry. I'll ignore it for a while, and in 2 hours I'll worry about whether I have to go to a dentist or not. You're listening to Best in Show.
Your tooth is still in there. Mm-hmm. At worst, you look like me.
I think there's a crack in there, though.
Oh, so it's going to fall out at any time? You want a pretzel?
Yeah, please, please. But yeah, you're listening to Best in Show. We said last week that we were going to try and make that be our last episode that's for podcast and download only. Apparently, it looks like this is going to be that. We'll see as we go forward. We're not going to make any announcements officially because I haven't seen anything on any websites yet. But the plan is for us to be performing live for you next Sunday. Just a couple of details need to be ironed out. So I'm not going to get specific on it yet. But... wow, I'm really totally freaking out over the fact that I smashed my tooth bad like 3 seconds into the show. What do we got to touch on? Let me open up my little notebook here. Got some notes. A couple things I want to touch on from last week.
I'm just picturing like blood pouring out of your mouth, and you just saying, "No, I'm fine." Like spraying blood everywhere.
Oh, man, oh man.
Was your mouth open or was
yes.
it?
It's totally, this is going to be distracting to me the entire show because the pain is not going away. Look, I hurt a tooth.
Why don't you lift your upper lip and let me take a look?
There you go.
I'm checking it out right now.
There's no blood or anything. I wish we had the camera on so people could see that this is how I do the show. This is how I talk because my upper lip is so large, I have to hold it up.
Actually, the interesting thing is most people have like two teeth, like right in the center, whereas you only have one. So I don't even know what it is you hit.
It's weird, right? Oh, man. All right, dude. So happy March to you. You know, it's like pitchers and catchers.
By the way, I think you broke a nail. It's laying on the keyboard over there.
What?
Nothing.
You totally
That was my tooth joke. I'm sorry.
Oh, but that was a good one. I'm sorry. I'm a jerk.
Now I'm ashamed.
I don't mean to be so difficult. By the way, this is like pitchers and catchers coming in, obviously, because it's like the first week of March.
That showing up
here on the show. We're showing up, getting ready for it. So I'm just psyched. I'm psyched for what we got going. I got a lot of things I want to talk to you about.
So this isn't like the World Radio Classic, or
no, nothing like the World Radio Classic. We were just actually talking about this in the car on the way over here. You know about like what's going on. I didn't even know the World Baseball Classic started at all.
All I know is that China keeps getting beat by. I think they got beat by Japan. The funny thing is, I saw China playing Japan and China playing South Korea. I could swear live games in the same day. So I don't know if there's. I don't really know much about China. I don't know if there's, like, if it's broken up.
They got a really great work ethic over there. That's what it is.
Yeah, I don't know if it's two teams or what's going on. If one was a replay, I don't know.
You never heard of a day-night a doubleheader?
I didn't think in the World Baseball Classic they had
them. I can see that, though. Why wouldn't they?
I wonder if they actually flew from South Korea to Japan then.
Oh, they were two different home games in two different stadiums?
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the concept is. Now, I mean, all you know is that China's getting beat up. I mean, is the whole thing happening within 1 month? Is that the idea, or
it's like 2 weeks, I think.
Like a round-robin tournament?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice. I don't know why.
I don't think you're immediately eliminated when you lose. Isn't that how a round-robin works?
Yeah, I know. Round-robin, you play everybody, and based on your record, they...
Oh, okay. I thought round-robin was like an elimination tournament where once you lost, you're out.
Mm-mm. No, not like... No, that's the other March Madness, which I want to do something for that, by the way, for the show. I don't know what yet, how it's going to work out.
That's why I never replaced my tooth, because I kind of have an elimination policy. Like, once you get knocked out, that's it. You don't get enough chance to be my tooth.
Man, just you bringing up the word tooth is hurting me.
Sorry.
Damn it.
The wound is still... It's too soon for tooth jokes.
Seriously, bro.
Too soon.
Honestly, it's like September 12th and you're making a tooth joke.
So I could do my aristocrats joke instead.
Exactly. Dude, I love the fact that whole movie is a joke. I love it. That's all I'm going to say on that.
I haven't seen it yet, so.
Okay, movie is brilliant. You know, I mean, and it's retarded because it's filthy, and it's just filthy and over the top filthy. But the whole concept of the movie is based on something that's not real. And that's why it's the most brilliant thing in the world. I love it. But I'm not going to spoil it. I'm not going to do the spoiler for a movie that's on DVD already. But wow. Man, oh man. I feel like I'm totally like a stick in the spokes for the show right now because I'm obsessing on my stupid tooth. I should just pull the thing out. Yeah, get this over with. But, speaking of my tooth, I'm doing the exact same thing I did before. I'm actually moving over onto the computer. I'm doing it the right way now. I'm actually getting away from it. I was driving the other day on the way home from work. Sorry, I'm typing something at the same time.
Oh, that's where I come in.
It would be helpful. That's all right. No, I'm driving on the way home from work. And I hear this crazy song on the radio. Luckily, I hit record, and I was able to record it. And I want you to check it out. I just thought it was kind of odd, and I thought it would be something maybe that we could use on our show. Just check this out. I think it's cool.
I can't eat ketchup, mayonnaise, mustard, meatloaf, ham, beans, vinegar, bologna, mushrooms, broccoli, food. I can't eat food. I can't eat food. I can't eat. If not for pizza and plain cheeseburgers, I'd starve to death. I am a monster.
I just thought that was a little bit odd. I found it very ironic that after we did our show last week with all that food stuff that we talked about with you, that song happened to be on the radio while I was on the way home. By the way, I have the only car that has a record deck in my car.
I am a monster.
Yeah, I didn't really get that part of the song, but hey, I just thought it was something interesting. But I found it pretty stunning that was on. It was on like K-Rock, I think. I think it's an old talk station now, but still. But on that note, on the note of food and things that you can and can't do, you made a pretty bold prediction last week.
I did.
Not a bold prediction, a bold statement last week, that you would be able to identify the difference between yellow and white American by taste.
Without a doubt.
Okay. I did not get a blindfold for you. And I wish
you want to cut my eyes out.
Yeah, I honestly
you want to knock my eyes out with the microphone.
I refuse to believe that you're going to be able to do this without cheating in some sort of way.
Just give me that glove that's right over there, and I'll hold it over my face. Here.
Okay.
Do you honestly think I could see right now?
No, not well. Maybe
I could even free a hand.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's what I wanted to do because I don't want to feed you necessarily. I'm not in this atmosphere.
Okay.
But all right, so I'm taking the cheese now. I've got one half slice of white American and one half slice of...
I was going to say, defeat the purpose if you tell me what you're handing me.
I'm just explaining.
Here's the yellow first.
Now tell me if it tastes yellow. Yeah, I've got a couple slices of white American and yellow American. And the best part about it is the timing. 100K went to the doctor the other day and was told that he's not supposed to eat any sort of dairy for a week. To determine if there's something wrong with him, so we're eating cheese 2 days later. All right, I'm gonna.
This cheese smells like leather. Honestly, it's killing me.
Okay, here's your first piece.
You never forget that one.
Now don't look at it. I'm gonna just tell the audience what kind of cheese it is, so you don't know. No, okay, no. Pop that in your mouth and tell me what flavor you think that is. I should be keeping score, by the way, because you're going to do this a couple times, because you're going to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that you know what it is.
Am I calling out each one, or am I getting one and then the other and telling you the first one was this, second one was this?
No, you're going to tell me right now what you just ate.
That was yellow.
Okay. I'll give you another piece of cheese. Let's see.
That was yellow.
Okay, let's see.
By the way, it would be great if somebody didn't, like, if we didn't have headphones on and somebody was peering in your window watching me hold a glove over my face while you feed me little pieces of cheese.
Sorry, I'm just letting the moment speak for itself as 100K is popping pieces of cheese in his mouth and identifying what type of cheese they are.
That was yellow. I'm having second thoughts.
Okay. I'm convinced that he has to do something here.
That was white. Actually, well, all right, I gave my answers. That was white. I started having second thoughts about the one before it, but...
Don't worry, there's not too much more. I'm going to give you, like, maybe three more pieces after this one.
That was white.
Okay. Sorry.
Hey, that's ketchup.
Sorry, I was making a rip, so it was a smaller piece and nice and would fit.
White.
Okay. I know this is captivating radio to everyone, but I'm sorry, I'm enjoying this. I got my test tubes. This is my scientific experiment. I love it.
Well, that one just went right past me. I'm going to say yellow.
I'm just going to give you two more because this is probably dragging on a little longer than it should.
Yellow.
Okay. And the final piece. It's actually a bunch more pieces that I'm going to start eating now. I'm eating white right now. Mm.
As am I.
Okay, you could take your blindfold off.
Wow, it's bright in here.
I've got to be quite honest.
Oh! Take me to the hospital!
You were just eating lightning. Slices of lightning that will burn from the inside out. I owe you an apology. I am 100% stunned at 100K, who out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, out of 10 slices of cheese, was correct 7 times. Granted, one of those 7 is when he said, oh, I don't know, I guess I'll just say yellow, and he happened to be right. So really, in my mind, he's 6-4, but still, 6-4, pretty damn
impressive. Well, you know what it is?
Pretty damn impressive.
I'll make an excuse. The tastes really started to blend together in my mouth after a while.
I am stunned that you were able to get any of it right. I'm stunned. I'm totally
Because yellow is slightly stronger than white.
It really isn't. I sat in the kitchen before this when I was preparing the piece of the plate with the cheese on it. I ate a piece of each. You can't tell the difference. I mean, well,
apparently
obviously
I can.
You can. No one else in the world can. I'm stunned.
My next trick, I'll tell the difference between my energy drink and my V8 Splash.
Nice. Pretty impressive stuff. So I'm humbled. And I apologize for ever questioning you. I understand.
I'm upset. I wanted to really get them all right.
Honestly, I thought at one point you were gonna. I was like, I don't know if you heard it. I want to go back and listen to the tape when the first one is wrong, although we're not going to know which one was which. You actually hear me go, oh, finally got one wrong. Like, I'm psyched. Like, you got like the first 6 right or first 5 right in a row.
Then I can really blame the fact that the tastes were still in my mouth.
Hey, you can blame it on whatever you want. You got nothing to blame. You got nothing to be ashamed of. So I guess that song I heard on the radio was, it held no water. The fact that the people, someone out there heard the show, recorded it, got it to K-Rock, and was making fun of your food problems.
Well, the song never said I can't tell the difference between cheese.
I can't eat ketchup.
Well, let's hear it.
Mayonnaise, mustard, meatloaf, ham, beans, vinegar, bologna, mushrooms, broccoli, food. I can't eat food. I can't eat food. I can't eat. If not for pizza and plain cheeseburgers, I'd starve to death. I am a monster.
I don't
Leroy Wagons keep coming in.
Sorry, that's I have it on Winamp, so my
Leroy Wagons.
Leroy Naggins.
So my favorite sound effect from the internet is also playing right afterwards. But you know what? Now that we did listen back to that song again, apparently it didn't say anything about it. So that song still can be played because you still are a monster that can't eat food.
I can, I just won't.
No, I think you can't.
This is the first time in my life I was told I can't eat food.
Mm-hmm. And, the cheese that you're talking about.
Well, this is the thing. To share with my listeners. Our listeners.
No, only yours, so the ones who care about this.
Okay, so yours are going to get a beer right now.
Exactly, yeah. Walk around, discuss things amongst yourself.
Mine are sitting there pointing out the differences between cheeses. Saying, yuck, ketchup. Yeah, I went to the doctor because I thought I pulled a muscle in my side. I was in terrible pain, and apparently she believes that I have a lactose intolerance. Due to the fact that about a week ago I started making, thanks to the Abs Diet book, I started making smoothies with milk and yogurt, and I got like nauseous. And I really haven't been nauseous in a long time. That was the only symptom. I got really nauseous, like I felt like I was going to throw up. Then after a while it went away. But then right around that time it started with this pain that's still here, by the way, but like it was really bad the other day. Like it was just this terrible pain, like I pulled a muscle, and so that's what she believes. So she asked me not to eat any dairy for a week, and then eat a lot of dairy in a week.
So
I love, by the way, a doctor telling you, you know, like, well, you may be allergic to this, so go a week without it, and then just start going crazy with it, and if you die, call me.
Well, I don't, the thing is,
you can die from
lactose
it.
Lactose intolerance, to me, almost doesn't even feel like it's a real disease. It's,
well, Chris Rock said, do you think anyone in Rwanda has a lactose intolerance?
Yeah, it's just, I mean,
I know it. I hate it, but honestly, but the pain was real. And my sister-in-law was actually rushed to the hospital when she was 10 years old because her parents thought she had appendicitis because she was in such terrible pain, and that's exactly what it was. So
I think she was lying.
Really?
I think that 10-year-old was lying.
Her appendix really burst, but she didn't want to stay overnight.
Exactly. Yeah, and I don't buy into the whole I mean, I think we're all lactose intolerant to a certain extent. The fact of the matter is we probably shouldn't be drinking the nourishing fluid of another animal.
Well, this is the thing. I will die because, like that song said about whoever that person is, if it wasn't for pizza and plain cheeseburgers, I would starve to death.
Wow. Wow, you really are a monster. I mean, but yeah, I hope you're not lactose intolerant. What else do you eat? I mean, really, without cheese.
I don't eat much dairy.
I don't eat much dairy. I only eat one kind of it constantly. So that would constitute.
But I think sauce kills the lactose.
Oh, okay, it works out. You can get pizza with no cheese on it. I actually
also jump off a bridge.
It's a good point. Now I've got to be honest with you. A couple of years back, what?
I was asking you to hand me something while you're talking. So basically, I was asking you to walk away from the microphone in the middle of the story.
I'll actually carry the microphone with me and smash my teeth out a couple of times on the way. So a couple of years back, when I was on one of my non-drinking dieting kicks, I decided that I wasn't going to have dairy for a while. So I would always order pizza from the pizzeria with no cheese and just vegetables all over it. I'll spare you the name that we gave the pie. It was an insulting name, and I got to be quite honest, it was a delicious pie. So I'm not going to do it. But
I'm sorry. It probably shouldn't be going in that direction, but I'm really intrigued right now.
I don't like to speak explicitly on the radio, but I will just because you requested. We used to call it the pussy pie. Because there was nothing even remotely macho about it. It's food, you know. I guess food shouldn't have to be macho, but so that's what we used to call it. Because it was.
Forget it. Go ahead.
No, what'd you think?
No, I'm actually joking. I didn't think anything.
So we would get this pie, and I wound up really loving it, and it's actually a pretty delicious thing. But you don't really eat a lot of vegetables, do you? So I don't know if that would work for you. Like you'll eat broccoli. Oh no, you won't eat broccoli. I forgot what the song just said.
Well, that's,
but that's not necessarily about you. It's true.
Not necessarily. I'm pretty sure it's not.
Uh-huh.
Maybe.
You don't eat mushrooms?
I don't eat mushrooms.
Broccoli?
I don't eat broccoli.
Spinach?
I won't eat spinach.
Okay, so there's really no vegetables you could put on a pie to make it work. You can put meat on it.
I eat hot wing pies.
That has a lot of cheese and stuff on it. Blue cheese, if you get it from a good place, I love it.
Hot wings are my favorite vegetable.
Delicious.
Yeah, I don't eat vegetables.
Okay, so
no reason.
Well, then it shoots.
I eat fruit though.
It shoots my theory out of the water. Just plain sauce on bread probably isn't a good pizza to have, and you can't have my vegetable pie that I used to get all the time. So forget it. I guess you really will starve to death if you. I really hope you're not lactose intolerant. Whatever, man. It's not real. Just eat cheese. Don't even worry about it.
I just did.
But so you were able to tell the difference between yellow and white American cheese, that is. We're not going to get racial or crazy, as we did last week when we discussed Jessica Alba, who, if you guys don't recall, I should actually pull the drops from the show where the questions come from when we answer them a week later. But that would require work. Just so you know, Jessica Alba is, would you say she was? I wish I had the drop. I don't remember.
I believed she was 100% Mexican.
Okay, what did I say she was? I think I just said she was like white or something like that.
Well, you referred to her as a white girl. That's what started it. And I said, because you said she's like a white girl acting black in the movie Honey.
Okay.
And I said, I don't think she's white. But
okay. Well, it turns out Jessica Alba is one half Mexican, one quarter Danish, one quarter French.
So I'm better at picking out cheese than I am at picking out races.
Right. Well, yeah, you're 50% right on this, and you were 60 to 70, depending on who you believe.
You're not going
to
let that go.
All right, you were 70%. Well, you even admit that you didn't know. You were just taking a stab in the dark. So, Jessica Alba, that's the story for you guys. For you guys taking notes out there, and you want to know the race of Jessica Alba, that's the case. The strange part is, her Mexican half is from her dad. That's so strange, right?
It's crazy. But the name Alba? But I thought that was the French part.
But when I was watching her on her MTV diary, I remember seeing her dad. Her dad looks like the white guy, and you never see her mom. So I assumed her mom was the
Well, more what is
ethnic.
It? What are the other two?
Danish and French.
So her mother's Danish and French.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Who'd have thunk it?
Not interesting at all, actually. Two countries in Europe that are right next to each other, I think.
I was trying to figure out what would be the interest, yet I had to come back and talk about it a week later. Just, you know, I'm into, you know, calling things out. Like, when we say things, I want us to be, like, called on the carpet for what we say and know what's up. So
are they boycotting Jessica Alba movies now because she's caught a Danish, like those cartoons?
I don't believe so. As long as we're talking about race, if you don't mind, I wanted to take a step into, you know, it's the, see, I don't know how this works. Let me see. Let me slow down and actually explain what I'm saying. Do you know how TV seasons work? I thought that everything, like all the new shows came out in the fall, generally.
They used to up until, they always had mid-season replacements, shows that weren't good enough. That would come on in, like, January.
To replace the shows that really weren't good enough?
Yeah, the shows that would maybe slightly not as horrendous. But now, mid-season replacement is, like, it's, like, a big deal. Now they actually, you would think they're not looking for quality shows which with what's on there, but now they're supposedly looking for shows that are as good for the mid-season replacement, because a lot of shows start out mid-season and become really popular.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I don't know the
Twin Peaks, just for the record, was a mid-season replacement.
For what? Cop Rock?
I wish, but I think it was before Cop Rock.
No, I would think it would probably be almost
1990. Twin Peaks came on.
I'm pretty sure Cop Rock was about that time, wasn't it? No, yeah, maybe yeah. Cop Rock might have been earlier.
I thought it was a couple of years. Oh, earlier? See, I thought Cop Rock was later. It was a Stephen Bochco production, if that helps.
I could almost guarantee. No, I can't guarantee. But I'm pretty sure that I remember living in Brooklyn when the concept of Cop Rock came up.
That's how I actually know Twin Peaks, because Twin Peaks came on a few months before I moved to Staten Island, which was May 1990.
I was going to say, but by 1990, I was already living in Staten Island.
Oh, so you may be right. You know what? You're absolutely right. Cop Rock was in the 80s. It was the late 80s Cop Rock.
Oh, that's what I thought it was. Okay, but whatever. I mean, don't apologize. Hey, we'll call you on the carpet next week on it, and we'll do something with it. I don't know. But anyway, so I don't know when the TV seasons start, but there are some new shows that are coming up over the next week or so. Everyone knows The Sopranos is starting next week, whatever. But the show that I'm really concerned about.
You're worried about it?
Yeah, like, I mean, not that I'm concerned. That concerns me, that I care about. It seems a little hot in here, doesn't it? A little warm? Or is it just me?
Would you like me to try to open the window again?
That'd be terrific.
Great. I'll take care of that.
But yeah, so I don't know if this is like a regular week, like, oh, like the spring shows are coming out, because I do know a couple of new shows are coming out in this next week or so. We actually might have to move those blinds so the wind doesn't make all crazy noise in here. My kid's screaming in the other room.
Do you want to go take care of that?
No, I'm just being silent and watching you pull blinds for some reason.
Because I can tell a story to everyone.
Oh, do you want to tell a story anyway?
No, I'll just read to them.
Oh, thanks. I guess actually
chapter one.
So, I don't know if this is a regular season thing or not, but there's a lot of new shows coming out in the next week.
So wait, what are we in now? We're in
March, first week of March. Pitchers
see
and
this?
Catchers,
you know what? I apologize. You're right. This is the thing actually that's pretty interesting, because now that you mention it, there are a lot of new shows coming on. Like there was a sort of new Law and Order show that started last week. It's from the same producer. It's not really a Law and Order.
I'm pretty sure that a new Law and Order show starts every 12 to 13 minutes.
Okay. But I saw a couple shows that started, and it is actually a little later now for mid-season replacements to be coming on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know how that stuff works. I don't know if like there's like
maybe there's just a fully
shows.
Ever-changing season now.
Yeah, I seem to remember like shows started in the fall and then they went until like the spring, and then you got reruns for the summer.
They won't put anything on in the summer though. Still, they still that's got to be soon though.
That's not true. I'm pretty sure they do reality shows over the summer. Like, that's what like 90% of the people watch.
Yeah, no.
You know, Big Brothers and your Joe Schmoes and or whatever all that stuff is. That comes on during the summer.
Your Big Brothers and your Joe Schmoes. I don't know which show I like better, honestly. All right, so what's this show?
So this Wednesday.
This show that's scaring you or something?
10 p.m. No, I'm concerned about it. I care for it. Okay. I care in that way. This Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Eastern Standard? Eastern Daylight? Not quite sure. Eastern Standard Time. FX. Tune in for it. I wish we had...
On FX?
Tune in to FX. 10 p.m. this Wednesday. I wish I had the Michael Jackson song to play in the background. Black and White. Black... White on FX, where two families swap races.
From executive producer Ice Cube.
Is that who did it? Really? Yeah. Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, the new commercials they're showing now have him talking about it.
Okay, in all honesty, my wife is the one who sent me the clip about this on the internet, and it just blew my mind that they're doing this show. What were you going
to
say?
I want to go back to that show, but just... I didn't even realize. Like, I'm thinking network TV. I think cable stations will launch a show, especially like any cable station really.
Well,
will launch a new show at any time.
You know what? The two new ones that ones I just mentioned were The Sopranos and Black and White. So we're talking HBO and FX. So I don't think they really care. The home of, you know, Son of the Beach and whatever else.
But yeah, Black and White.
It just... did you see anything about this? I mean, said you saw the commercial. Yeah. I didn't even see the commercial. I don't really watch a lot of TV. I work a lot. When I get home, I don't see things.
But this is the thing that's driving me insane about this. Okay.
Please.
You can't really... I know we've come a long way, but you can't, and I don't mean like, you know, in friendship and harmony and all.
And your cell phone is the loudest cell phone I've ever heard in the world.
Wow, this is insane.
You can't hit an ignore button or something like that, or quiet? Why don't you just answer it, see who it is. I'll tell everybody about Black.
Because it's not my phone. I have somebody else's phone today because I don't have mine, so it's not necessarily.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's crazy.
Loud. Okay, well, here's the thing.
That's right. It should be like a Depeche Mode song playing when it rings for you.
You can't make somebody... You can lighten their skin. You can darken their skin. You can't make them look like a different race.
Okay, I'm going to send you the picture. I would show it to you now on the air, but it's going to take me a little while to find it. The kids, because it's a man, a wife, and a daughter. Holy crap, that's the loudest phone ever. Who's it for? Is there someone deaf? That's Helen Keller's phone.
Yes. And apparently all deaf people need to hear is a really loud ring.
I'm sorry. The white family has a daughter, and then the black family has a son. Then they swap. So then the black family becomes white, and the white family becomes black. The white daughter becoming black totally looks black. 100%.
And that's the other thing.
African-American. Excuse me. I don't know what the correct terminology is.
Today.
Likewise, the black family or African-American family, the kid looks totally white. 100% looks totally white. The adults, not so good a job.
I don't think the kid looks white.
Okay, maybe.
I've seen the commercial.
I only saw one picture, and the thing that my wife sent me, which I'll send you. I'll actually post it on our message board, www.bestinshowradio.com, so you can see what I'm talking about.
See, this is the thing. Feature-wise, if you take a black person and you lighten their skin and change their hair and try to make them look black, they end up looking like they're half black or something.
But they end up looking like Eddie Murphy did when he dressed like a white person on Saturday Night Live.
Exactly. They don't, you know, like they don't look like Billy Wagner, you know, like they're not getting into any Aryan race meetings anytime soon.
I'm telling you that the kid in the picture looks amazingly
did you
white.
Ever and on the other end, the father, that the white guy that tries to look.
Could you maybe kill that window or turn it way low because the wind is starting to get crazy in here?
The white guy that they...
Your drink is in there, don't forget.
Supposedly make look black. He has a tan. He looks like an Italian guy from Staten Island that went to the tanning bed.
Exactly. He's got a tan and he has curly hair now instead of being bald, which is supposed to be like an afro.
Did you ever see Soul Man with C. Thomas Howell?
Yes. Yes, I did.
He's white.
Yep.
He's white. They painted his skin with shoe polish. And put like an afro wig on him. It's more believable that Joyce Heiser, I think her name was, the girl in Just One of the Guys is a guy than C. Thomas Howell is black in Soul Man.
You give me crazy references to all these old movies that I remember, like Soul Man and Just One of the Guys. That moment at the end when she rips open her tuxedo to show that she's a girl. How did she hide boobs the entire time and not look like a dude?
I think she tapes them in the beginning. She looks like a girl. She looks like a lesbian that dresses like a dude.
She also looks like a guy that I would even have sex with. That's how good looking she is. I dug that movie a lot. I'm sorry. I digressed for a little bit there thinking about that Just One of the Guys.
I with all the things that are on like Showtime on demand, that's what I watched 3 days ago.
And the fact that she's
for the 700th time.
The fact that it, on the cover of the box, that's the one thing that always made me mad. It showed a picture of her in the locker room holding two football helmets.
And you thought that really happened?
And that's never in the movie. It's just like, what the hell? So disappointed. I wanted to see more naked. Yeah, I really don't.
You thought there was a scene where she actually faces the camera and makes that face while she holds the football helmets over them?
Them.
But yeah, C. Thomas Howell wasn't very believable, and I just don't think... If there is one thing, I think the young girl, they make her black.
Right.
I think she probably is the most believable from what I saw. I just don't think the boy looks very.
It's the only picture that I saw. It could have been a really good angle. It was from like.
Keith, can you bring up the picture? Oh, we don't have our intern anymore. I forgot.
I mean, I could bring it up at the same time if you want me to do that. The thing is, it's a. I have the one image. It was from like Us Magazine or People Magazine or something, and I'm sure they pick the best one out of their bunch to use.
I don't know. And it honestly reminds me of. Plus, if nothing happens, it's the curse of any reality show. If nothing happens, they're going to make something happen. There is no way that the show is just going to be, you know, like if they made this girl look black. And nothing changed for her. Do you honestly think they're going to let that get on the air? Like, do you think they're not going to create all this like drama for her and all this? You know, like, I mean, I don't know what the situations are. They're kind of making like, we're making her black and we're sending her out into the world. That's it. And we're going to see what happens. But they're probably going to like, you know, give her a route to walk to school past a Klan meeting or something. You know, like something along those lines.
I got to be quite honest, man. I don't know that the show... I could believe you... How do I put this?
It's honestly, I think it's going to be as ridiculous as the Eddie Murphy skit on Saturday Night Live was, where as soon as the black guy gets off the bus, the waitress stands up and yeah, they start dancing and serving drinks.
I don't disbelieve that races are treated differently by people. I don't disbelieve that.
Oh yeah, of course they are in certain situations, but
different body types are treated differently. I honestly believe that attractive people are treated differently than ugly people. I actually had a conversation with my wife.
I honestly think that's more of an issue these days than race. Attractiveness. Like, I just don't see, like,
You're going to tell me that kid doesn't look white? He looks like
You know what? It's a laptop, so I have to move over. But
that he looks like the guy, Grand Champ, that we're in our, baseball leagues with every year. I'm not going to mention his name, Chris. You know what I'm talking about, Chris? Not the drummer, the other Chris with the same last name.
Okay, yeah.
That guy's face looks exactly like him, and he's a white dude. Although, I got to be quite honest, he has somewhat of an African-American black look about him. You think that kid doesn't look white?
The dude in the middle looks really white. That is Eddie Murphy from Saturday Night Live.
Absolutely. I said that. The parents are ridiculous.
Actually, that dude, those parents, they're like they're a Hispanic couple. That's what they are now. That's what they made them into.
Agreed. That kid, I think, looks like a white kid.
The kid, I guess you could probably. But actually, when he's black, look at his picture below. He kind of looks white anyway.
Oh, dude, you're insane. You're absolutely insane. You're crazy, man.
He looks like Wes Bentley, you know, when he's still black.
And now she totally looks. The young girl looks.
See
like
that a, they did a good job.
No, yeah, I know. Look at the father. The father looks.
No, I'm talking about the girl. I'm not talking.
I'm looking at the father and the we're doing like visuals on in an audio medium, but
honestly the father looked more black before they messed with him.
And I love that the mother, they made her look kind of like she's on Good Times but skinny.
She's actually C. Thomas Howell from Soul Man.
I don't know, but yeah, so I'm glad I pulled that up. I just wanted you to take a look at it. It's just something that freaks me out when I saw this picture.
The girl looks really black.
Yeah,
the
she
young
definitely
girl.
Does. She definitely does. But I just think...
I mean, I'll watch the show.
Oh, I got to be honest with you. I don't really care too much for most TV. Not even so much reality TV. For most TV, I don't really care for.
But reality is just...
It's not real, bro. We're so deep.
You know what? No, even if it is... It is real. That's a problem. I don't care. I don't care about real life. I want to watch, like, Lost or, you know... I'd rather watch 2 1/2 Men than find out what happens in real life.
Dude, don't even get me started on Lost this week. I'm totally annoyed with a lot of stuff about Lost.
Oh, you're insane, honestly.
No, this week's episode was good, but I'm annoyed with like how lots of things are just like left hanging, like that we're not even concerning about them anymore.
No, yeah, well, like, this was the problem when I watched Twin Peaks when it was first on.
And I'm not talking about plot development. I'm talking about like the characters in the show. Like they don't even care. Like there are dudes on this island that said you can't do anything, whatever, and we have your friend, and that's just it. So they go back and say, okay, well, let's go back to our life and not worry about it. Like, I mean, okay, obviously they're still worried about it, but there's just something not believable.
Well, they're starting an army.
Well, you don't really see this army. It's something happening behind the scenes.
But
really
it was in the. It's in the pre-prod. It's in the pre-production stages. Work. Yeah.
Yeah. It just. It was just crazy to me. But whatever. I'm not going to get into a whole Lost thing because that could take the entire show away, and I'm not prepared. I don't have my notebooks, and I would need like three notebooks.
Unfortunately, I am because it's all stored in my head. I love it. Though. I think it's getting better. Because there was a couple of really bad episodes.
Two episodes ago, I was so annoyed.
The episode where Charlie was running around trying to baptize the baby, I thought was horrendous. Hey, by the way, if you haven't seen the last few episodes, that this is a reverse spoiler. Go back and unhear what I just said. I'll say it backwards in order to reverse it out of your head.
I don't know. I'm.
I thought this episode the other night, though.
I understand. Well,
depending on when you're listening to this, the episode where Claire remembers what happened to her when she disappeared, I thought that was the best episode since the first couple of episodes of the season.
It was informative. You got some stuff. The huge thing, which I didn't even pick up on, was the dude who was standing at the door with Ethan was the same dude.
Oh, yeah, because then she finds his
I saw the plastic beard and knew that, but I didn't put together that was the same guy. I didn't recognize his voice.
I think I only did from the voice and then from his face because I was like, why does this guy look familiar? And then I realized it was him.
Didn't realize that was him. I mean, you realized him when you saw the actor's glue or whatever and all that stuff that he was he wasn't the guy. I mean, that guy wasn't what he appeared to be, whatever, but that's fine. I don't want to get too obsessed
and
with
I love it. That the did you ever watch Malcolm in the Middle?
Never.
Okay. The girl that was without going too much into it, the girl that was trying to wake Claire up was she was on Malcolm in the Middle.
What's the French woman's name?
Danielle.
Rousseau.
Danielle Rousseau.
Oh yeah, so Rousseau's daughter.
Yeah. She was
I'm hot.
She was on Malcolm in the Middle. She was an Israeli commando's daughter that used to beat everyone up.
Good for her.
But anyway, yeah, I love it. It's my favorite reality show, honestly.
Honestly, it is. Wait.
Do you know how many people didn't watch that show at first because they thought it was a reality show?
Dude.
You're one of them, aren't
you? Dude, I told you why I didn't watch the show, right? I thought it was a comedy when it first came out. I swear,
how did you get that?
I swear to God.
The only scenes I ever saw was Plane Crash.
Okay. I swear to God. In like Maxim or Stuff magazine, like the first preview for Lost, it was a picture of Hurley and Jack helping what's her name? The pregnant girl.
Claire,
thank you. Carrying her, like helping her walk in the sand, and the way that the picture was actually it might not have even been her. I think he might have been helping Boone's sister. What the hell?
Shannon.
I'm terrible with names, as you can tell. I like the show a lot. What's her name over there? But helping Shannon, and the way that the picture was posed, like it looked like she was like walking wacky through the sand for some reason. I got to find the Maxim magazine that I'm talking about.
Oh, I know exactly what you did. But actually, I think she's walking through the sand screaming and crying with blood on her hands.
The way that the picture looked, maybe it was the funny caption that Maxim put on it that made me think it. Like, it just looked like it's just like how could they do a funny show? Like, I mean, this is the modern day Hogan's Heroes is what I'm thinking. Like, they're doing a funny show about a concentration camp. They're doing a funny show about a plane crash. So I just didn't care about it. Then I hear after that it's all like legit and like it was like, oh, all right, and caught up and I'm into it. I don't remember their names, obviously. But it's a good show.
She's, by the way, the girl you're never going to see again because she's never going to get a job after lost that part.
She's going to do a lot of B-grade horror stuff. Absolutely.
Well, there's one benefit to that, I guess, but we won't go into it now.
What, that she'll be topless in a lot of films?
You know, I saw...
Because I love boobs, bro. Shock jock boob radio.
I thought you were going to say shock jock boobs.
That, you know, that was actually what I wanted the original name of our show to be, is the Shock Jock Boobs.
But seriously, guys, we're going to be at Knockers tonight. Speaking of...
And the girls from Mystique's, the shooter girls, will be there all night long. But you were about to say about...
Knock,
her?
Knock. Who's there? Well, you said knock, knock, so it must be Tiffany. yeah, I just don't think you're ever going to see her again, because she's not a very good actress. I think she was getting by on her looks, kind of like her character. Yeah, I honestly don't know how good an actress she is.
Sweet irony.
She hasn't won an Oscar since they wrote her off the show, so I'm just figuring her career's over.
Have there been Oscars since she's been off the show? I think there's been
tonight.
One. You know, the Oscars are tonight?
Yeah.
Is she nominated?
I don't think so.
What a loser.
Seriously. And she was in The Fog, so it's not like she didn't have an opportunity.
Exactly. B-grade horror. That's
and Claire, I believe, is in a remake of The Hills Have Eyes now.
But she's still on the show. Mm-hmm. She will be for a while. She's going to be key. She's going to be real key.
I really thought you said she's going to be king. I thought you knew something about the plot. They're going to elect a king and queen of the
she's
island.
She's going to be king one day, and Jack's going to be the queen. Actually, Jack will be Princess Fairy Dust, because I hate him. I hate him for stopping Saeed from interrogating that other. I can't stand him for it. And you know what I'm talking about. And I'm sorry for our listeners who don't watch Lost and don't know what the hell I'm talking about. You honestly should all go watch it immediately. But I hate Jack, man, with his stupid little cheesy tattoo. Whatever, go to hell.
But I think his tattoo is gonna. They made a point of showing the tattoo way too much.
He's stupid.
Well, fair enough.
His tattoo might as well say "suffer in silence." It's a big, stupid, dumb thing. I hate him. Well, anyway, so whatever. Black and White this Wednesday. Oh my God, it's on against Lost. Forget it. It's on at 10 o'clock right after Lost. I'm gonna watch Lost. I'm gonna watch Black and White. It's gonna be a great week. It's gonna be fantastic.
I think they're making another show. The producers of Black and White. They're making Chinese Japanese next year. And you're really gonna see the differences people go through. They're going to send a Chinese person as a Japanese person and vice versa to a mall with all white people and see what they experience.
It's going to be messed up because the white people are going to say, hey, chink, no matter who it is. It's going to be messed up because we're sensitive.
Now, to be fair, I think the black people would say that too.
You know, good point. That's a very good point. You know, I'm racist as all hell.
Boy. I don't know. I'll check it out. Executive producer Ice Cube. You can't go wrong, I suppose.
At what point did he stop being a guy in a band called Niggas with Attitude? Like, oh no, Ice Cube.
Yeah, Ice Cube. Ice Cube.
Oh no, yeah, Ice Cube, not Ice Cube. Right. Yeah, he's a dude that was, I got confused for a second. The dude was in NWA. He was in probably, if not the most racist, like probably one of the three most racist groups of all time. Now he's trying to like, you know.
According to him, he never should have been let out the penitentiary. Yet here he is, like, driving kids to a picnic in a movie, like a Disney movie.
Oh, he's so whacktastic.
He's producing shows.
I'll be honest with you, though. I love that movie, Barbershop. It's the worst movie in the world, but for some reason, it's like, you know how there are those movies that are bad, but you like Soul Man, like you said, that you watch, or like Just One of the Guys, like they're bad movies, but you watch them? You're getting mad that I just referred to that as a bad movie, huh? My apologies. But Barbershop is one of those. Like, it's a bad movie, but I dig it for some reason. Can't stop watching it. Barbershop 2, didn't care for it so much.
What about Beauty Shop?
I didn't. Isn't that, that's like Barbershop
3? I think
3.
That's Queen Latifah's character, and she's got like a girl's thing, and like Alicia Silverstone's in
a
it.
A salon, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't catch that one.
There was also, did you ever see Friday?
Yeah.
See, I love Friday. I actually love Next Friday also. The third one I thought was a piece of crap, but.
I gotta be honest, I don't really specifically remember a lot of it. I remember that Zeus was in it, and he was like a bully.
Uh-huh.
I don't actually know what his real name is, but his wrestling name was Zeus.
Zeus Tiny Lister.
There you go.
Tiny Zeus Lister. Something
and,
like
and,
that.
And a friend of ours used to refer to me as the big worm or the big – who's the, some character?
Worm. Oh, yeah. That's I don't remember who the actor is, but he's like he's the pot dealer that Chris Tucker sells pot for.
Okay, yeah, for some reason, someone that we know insisted on calling me the Big Worm because of that movie. But I honestly really don't remember really loving that movie. I remember, you know, I remember bits and pieces.
I think Chris Tucker's the reason it's funny.
Yeah, I don't really
like Ice Cube's good in it. He plays off it well. He's not actually, I don't think, funny. I don't remember him really being funny in it, but whatever.
And then again, I wasn't a huge fan of the film. I know a lot of people that dug it. I just...
Dude, you are such a racist. Just admit it. You just said yourself you didn't watch Beauty Shop. Like, you didn't even give it a chance.
Honestly.
That's why there's affirmative action, because of people like you.
I am getting called on the carpet right here. I'm being put in my place. There's nothing I can really respond to. All
right, so Black White, watch the show. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, that's the long and the short of it. That's the long and the short of it. That's what I have to say.
The long and the short of it is where they make a midget a really tall person and vice versa. The scene where they chop the guy's legs off and put it on the midget is the best.
What would, do they do that, or do they put stilts on a guy? Do they make a guy have like bend his legs and make someone else wear stilts? The long and the short of it. It's a great show. We should actually pitch that.
Somebody's going to steal it now.
Damn it.
Thank God nobody listens.
Not yet, but they will be soon. Bestinshowradio.com. Check us out. We will be live next week. Someplace special. We're not going to say it just yet. Whoa, did you just get a little confused?
For a second, I actually thought it was over for a second.
No.
I was amazed.
Oh, no, when the music was
on? The music, no. And you started rolling through, like, you know.
No, that music in the background, that's George Michael, buddy. You're familiar with him, right?
Just watched an E! True Hollywood Story about him a couple days ago.
Did it feature any of the news that's happened with him in the past
2 weeks?
It was
from 2004.
Are you familiar with anything that's happened to him in the past couple of weeks?
He did something bad again, didn't he? Although, I think he got railroaded the first time, to be fair.
Hey, whatever.
I think the dude followed him
around. A dude wants to bang a dude. I don't think there's anything wrong.
Oh yeah,
with
but
it.
Not even that alone. I think, like, why would that guy? Not to sidetrack you too much, but like, why would that dude have been looking for like hustlers or whatever in like a park, the bathroom of like a high uppity park in Beverly Hills? You know, where like George Michael was the only person there. Like, I think the dude was following George Michael around.
So
you know, with the intent of doing
but
that.
But still, either way, I don't think that anything that he did was illegal. Like, you want to have sex with someone in a bathroom? Have sex with someone in a bathroom? Who really cares?
Well, that's a whole other issue.
It really shouldn't be. That should be the only issue. The guy, who cares?
That happens on Queer as Folk constantly.
I love it. I actually should start watching that show. But yeah, this week, apparently, or last week, back in February, back before the pitchers and catchers got here, George Michael found slumped over the wheel of his car.
In a public bathroom.
Yes. With apparently, they don't specify what kind of drug he was found with. There were drugs with him, and the category, I don't remember if it was category A, B, C, 3. I don't really know a lot about drug categories. But it's the same category that marijuana and GHB are in. First off, before we go anyplace with it, whenever I think of GHB, I always think of GBH. And I'm insisting that it's Great British Hardcore that they're making reference to, that drug was named for. But so he was found slumped over the wheel of his car. I don't know a lot about I always get them confused. GHB. I was going to say GBH.
I think it stands for gay humping booze.
Is that seriously what it stands for?
No. Okay. It was big in gay clubs.
But
GHB.
What is the story?
It was actually the date rape drug, they used to call it, because it can knock you out if you take too much of it. Supposedly,
the date rape drug is Rehypnol or something like that, right?
Well, I remember GHB being referred to as a date rape drug.
I thought it was whatever. I'm
sure there's probably a few.
Okay, but go on.
But what it is if you take a little bit of it, it supposedly it makes like it increases sexual something. I don't know. It makes sex good.
Ecstasy-ish?
Yeah, I guess like that. But I think if you take too much of it, then you just knock out. You get knocked out.
And slump over the wheel.
You can OD, as again in Queer as Folk, what happened.
Sorry, I'm not a big fan. But not a big fan. I mean, I've never seen one episode ever.
But yeah, that's what it's something.
Okay,
well,
whatever it was, he was slumped over the wheel of his car, so I guess that would fall into the category of GHB. It's such a habit to think of Great British Hardcore. Sorry. And they found him. They searched the car, and it turns out what they put in the paper.
Aren't they a punk band?
Yeah. What, the hardcore? Great British Hardcore, the punk band? Yes. Exactly.
I didn't know that's what it stands for.
Yeah.
So apparently, in the paper.
Sorry, I got a little.
No, it's my fault. I started talking about punk rock again because
you
constantly
love punk. You can't stop punking it up. No, I got a little tickle on my throat there. But they searched his car. And they found whatever these drugs are, probably GBH, whatever. That's what I'm calling it. And they found in the trunk of his car. Sorry, I'll sorry, George Michael's overwhelming us here. Actually, no, I'm even going to stop it. There's no need to leave it in the song.
Yeah, you can leave it on. You can leave it on. Unless Leroy Naggins is going to come in after it.
It definitely will. I'm distracted by it. So they looked in the trunk of his car. And apparently, actually, they referred to it as the boot of his car. I don't know. I'm assuming that's the trunk in England or whatever.
Couldn't tell you.
I mean, you're the one who grew up in Manchester, so I really don't know anything about it.
My jacket says Dublin.
And in it, they found sex toys and my favorite, sex masks.
Do you know what? Did you see? Do you know?
They don't show the pictures of what anything is.
Is that kind of like that? Did you ever see that movie Eyes Wide Shut?
No.
Where they wear masks at the big orgy.
I have no idea. I didn't see the film. For some reason, when I picture a sex mask, I imagine that it's going to be like one of the ones that just covers the eyes with like feathers around the side of it. That's what I picture a sex mask looking like.
I'm
looking to you for approval.
Cause... I actually think it's a, and I swear to you, I've seen one of these and it was called, oh my God, I can't remember the name of it, but it's a mask and at the chin. Oh my God, I remember.
He just made a gesture off of his chin. Like he was holding up, like he was going along the shape of a banana at his chin. And I cringe because I know where this is going.
How can I make this okay for the kiddies?
A phallic thing dangling out of the bottom of the mask for people to use, I assume?
There's a reason, though, why. I don't even know if I should go into it. It's a mask that doesn't cover your mouth in case you need it. But at the bottom... Should you put your face forward for whatever reason, there's something sticking out at the chin.
I am.
And it's called the accommodator.
Okay. Slow down.
It leaves the mouth open to do what you would need to do. And while you're doing that, there's something right below it sticking out to accommodate another area.
So you could be sticking the bottom thing in someone's bung while you're licking the other part.
Yes.
Okay, that's all. Ugh.
You just tainted kids.
Yeah, I know tons of kids are listening to us, I'm sure.
No, I just signed us a deal with kindergartens.
Disney podcast. We just lost our deal. I don't even know why they're announcing in the paper, why the cops are even like taking this as evidence. Like the guy's on drugs. You find drugs, okay, that's fine. Like, why do you care that he has sex masks? Although I love the concept of sex masks.
Yeah, wait a second. Isn't that like saying, like, he has a basketball? We're going to have to confiscate this.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, it was just crazy to me.
That's very strange. Where was this? Was this in L.A. This was in England.
I believe it was in England.
Because I knew he got busted in London for something, but I didn't know what.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the story is. I didn't look enough into it to see like what jail time is looking at or anything. It just seemed like a weird...
Having sex masks?
Yeah, well, I mean, no. For I mean,
the drugs, too.
For listening to Great British Hardcore so loud, they had to throw him in jail. But that brought up a whole other thing, and I'm going to show you something now. This is something I've been meaning to show you for a couple of weeks that I didn't. So when I'm looking at it, actually what I have in my notes here, is I have an arrow from where it says sex masks and sex toys and vehicle to gay car. And what would make a car gay? Okay, just a thought. I work in an industry. Believe it or not, this isn't my full-time job. I work in an industry where sometimes I'm in unusual areas at unusual times of the day. I'm usually like I do maintenances at midnight. This is why we have to do a show on Sunday mornings, is because I'm hardly ever available. And one of the places where I do work a lot of the time is in Newark, New Jersey. So about 2-3 weeks ago, I was in Newark at like 3 a.m. on a Saturday night. It was actually, I think, the night before we did our first recording, believe it or not. And I have a conversion van. Like a big 70s looking conversion van. Granted,
I hope it converted you like that new FX show.
I hope. And I mean it's a 90s van, but it looks like an old school 70s van, whatever. And I don't know if that would be qualified, if that would qualify as being a gay vehicle, something that would make people think like, hey, you know, a gay guy drives this or a gay woman drives this, whatever. You don't know where I'm going, and I'll explain. Don't worry. I'm going someplace. So I come out of my maintenance at about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and go to my car. And there's a pass stuffed in the side of my door. Didn't think twice about it. It was for the Crib, which is a club in Newark, New Jersey. On the ones and twos.
The Crib is in Newark?
Yeah, you know, it's unusual, right? Classics on the ones and twos, spinning classic clubs, hip-hop, R&B, and reggae. So I'm just like, whatever, it's some hip-hop club. I'm in Newark, obviously, so whatever. So I just threw it in the car. Didn't think twice about it. Then I brought it in here just because it was in my pocket and left it sitting on my desk. 100K, why don't you take a look at it and take note of what the thing looks like, or do you notice anything unusual about it?
I immediately notice two very bare-chested young men touching each other.
Right, I mean, it's just their torsos.
It's torsos, but one guy has his hand gently placed on the other guy's abdomen. Maybe he has a lactose intolerance and he's trying to... Hey,
trying
buddy,
to
it's all right.
His friend.
I'll rub this and then we'll go pick up some chicks.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I didn't even realize that it was for a for something, you know, for a gay club or anything. And then I noticed that the name of the night is DL Sundays. Like, keep it undercover, what we're really doing here, because we're keeping it on the DL.
Honestly, the fact that DJ Melodious and DJ Ironbound are going to be there should have told you.
Well, Ironbound is, you know, that's just a name for different sections of Newark, if you didn't know. The Ironbound section of Newark is an area.
Then maybe the Apple Martinis and Cosmos.
Yeah, I didn't really go too far into it. Like, I wasn't looking at
it. Well, the half-naked dude next to that pot.
What? Oh, advertising the Grown-In Sexy night? Yeah, there are two different sides of it. One for DL Sundays and the other one for Grown-In Sexy.
This was a while ago, though.
I told you, it was a couple weeks ago, whatever it was.
No, because this flyer is for October 2005. Unless maybe that's the back and they didn't want to buy it. Maybe they can't afford new ones, so actually... you know what? I guess it is. Down Low Sundays probably goes on every week. Well, according to this, it's every Sunday, so then they just didn't give you a new one.
Okay, I don't know. Unless maybe it was someone that I work with, like, doing a joke and putting it on my car because I was there with a couple of dudes. I have no idea. I was there with a couple of dudes for DL Sundays. But yeah, it just was...
What time do we got to be there tonight?
It's going to be awesome. But yeah, it just made me think, and like the whole George Michael story brought that back to me, and I remember that pass was here. And the whole concept of like me having a, I guess what would be construed as a vehicle that looks like a gay vehicle, and that I would want to go to DL Sundays.
Either that or they gave a crackhead $5 to hand them out. And
that's probably, you know, that area, though, where I'm in Newark, it's like it's a ghost town. There's nothing out there. There's, I mean, it's an industrial
the whole
area.
Town's on the DL.
Word. But, yeah, I don't know.
You know what I'm wondering about this? This flyer says open bar. Then in parentheses, owner's choice, 10 to 11 p.m. What does that even mean?
Oh, what drink is open? What
the owner decides?
Yeah, like...
water?
Yeah. Or maybe whatever he has an excess of. Who knows? Sorry, I got a little sidetracked looking at you.
I thought you were going to talk about an excess. That's why I was waiting. Well, I guess it's only fair since we discussed it to let everyone know that Lockdown Productions presents DL Sundays every Sunday. Doors open at 9, $7 cover all night. Open bar, owner's choice, 10 to 11 p.m. 21N over a must. DJ Melodious on duh, ones and twos, spinning classics, clubs, hip-hop, R&B, and reggae.
I honestly don't even know what on the ones and twos means at all.
I have no idea either. But it's at The Crib, 142 Sussex Avenue, Newark, New Jersey.
Hey,
our old friend DJ New Style lives in New Jersey, so maybe we'll ask him if he checks that place out.
Yeah, we'll hit him up, see if he wants that, if he's there on the ones and twos. I got to learn about the ones
I think
and
one
twos.
Of the, he's actually one of these dudes in this picture.
Yo, not for nothing. I saw he sent me a crazy picture of him with O.J. Simpson the other day. It just totally gnarled me out.
You know, you sent me that picture. And I have this. I started using Internet Explorer has been giving me a lot of problems. It keeps closing in the middle of things. So I started using Mozilla Firefox.
Firefox is the greatest thing in the world.
But Firefox, I'm not used to because I barely ever use it. And when I click a link, it opens it up, but it opens it up in a tab. Now I'm used to Internet Explorer popping open a new window entirely. So like this whole picture pops up on the screen, and it comes up automatically over whatever you're doing. Mozilla just opens it up in a tab, very on the DL almost.
Right.
And so I forget that I clicked on links because I have like a million windows open all the time anyway. Nothing important, by the way. But.
Usually.
And then so all of a sudden I'm closing windows, and there's a picture of DJ New Style with O.J. Simpson with his arm around him. And I had no idea what it was you said to me. It just appeared on my screen out of nowhere hours later.
It's it was a creepy picture. It totally drawled me out. Like, he actually has a whole story about it. You can actually check out his show. Go to DJ New Style. Is it DJNewStyle.com or DJNewStyleRadio.com? I think it's just DJNewStyle.com. Mm-hmm. You can check out his show. He's got the podcast up. He's got some good stuff. But he talks about it in depth. He sent me the whole story behind it. It's creepy. It's just creepy. I don't know.
Okay. No, he wasn't with him that night, was he?
I hope not.
Is that his glove laying over there?
Doesn't fit him, though. Thank God in 2006 we're doing OJ jokes. just want to point that out, make sure everything's cool. Speaking of outdated jokes.
Well, to be fair, we got led into the OJ jokes after we made fun of the gay club.
Hey, I don't think we made fun of it. I got nothing but respect for it. But as long as we're talking about old things, you know, I've been making a lot of progress lately in my my Pokemon Game Boy adventures. And I just wanted to take a couple of minutes of the show, if I could, maybe a minute or so of the show, to let you know how things have been working out for me. Because it's been a really, really great Pokemon week for me. Do you mind?
Not at all.
War Journal. Hour 31. 60 Pokedex, 6 gym badges. After spending many arduous hours in the dungeons of Seafoam Island, I finally managed to capture the ever-elusive Articuno. Though the cost was extreme, I've lost my friends Geodude and Lapras, not to mention countless Ultra Balls in the process. The reward is great, as I now hold one of the 3 legendary bird Pokemon in my arsenal. Zapdos and Moltres, you will join your friends soon as my quest to become the greatest Pokemon trainer ever continues. I miss you, Mother. I long for the carefree days in Pallet Town. Sorry, I just wanted to take a minute to let you know.
Do you have a top hat and monocle while you play that game?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what happened when I decided to record that and, you know, just let people know what's been going on in my Pokemon life.
Well,
lately.
See, I'm getting this idea that like it's almost like not really a split personality because you're conscious of it, but like I think you just like you kind of go into this world when you're playing that game and you don't even remember necessarily recording that.
I don't know.
The fact that you turn into an Englishman is very impressive.
Minutes afterwards when I listened to it, I was just like, wait, why am I English when I'm doing this? Why am I old in English while I'm playing a young Japanese boy in a video game? I have no idea. Yeah, I am totally obsessed. I'm totally wrapped up in a game that when it starts up shows you copyright 1996. Literally, the game is 10 years old, and I love it. Can't even handle it. It's my greatest creation. And I can't take it. But for some reason, yeah, I thought maybe I'd keep the fans updated, let them know where I am with my progress, because it's 1996 and they would care about where I am in a game. So I go to record that, and for some reason, like I said, when it's all done, like I have outtakes to someplace which I'd have to dig up, which are just ridiculous. Just me doing the same thing over and over again. And it's just like, why did I become English to do it? It doesn't make any sense. Just wanted to tip you guys in, let you know how things were. By the way, Articuno is the coolest. Articuno is the most dynamite animal. It's actually
in your arsenal.
It's in my arsenal. It's my favorite pocket monster. Yeah, I don't care, man. I love it. I love it. And I love being English when I talk about it. My angle was I was gonna like do like a little update every week. You know, let people know where I am with that game. It's honestly the corniest thing in the world, but for some reason, after I finished doing the one, I had to play it at least once on the air.
Do you want? Are you gonna stop buying the cards now?
Yeah.
I think they sell some.
I'm gonna stop with my Yu-Gi-Oh cards, and I'm just gonna be focusing on Pokemon. So that was my little.
As we prepare new bits about OJ.
Hey, at least one piece of pre-production worked this week, right? Sorry, I'm not going to run
Swede?
I'm not going to run the bit into the ground. But Yeah, so that's where I am with Pokemon. I just wanted to let you guys know, and I have one of the three legendary bird Pokemon, and I'm moving forward. I'm going to the Seafoam. I'm going to continue past the Seafoam Islands. Going to get to the power plant. I'm going to take Team Rocket out. Just wanted to let you guys know. If it was 1998, there'd be a bunch of 13-year-old kids rolling on the floor. What I'm saying right now.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Because now there's a bunch of 21-year-old guys rolling on the floor saying, weren't we talking about that 8 years ago when we were 13? And they're listening to Fall Out Boy while they do it.
Fall Out Boy, dude. Make sure you get it right. But yeah, you're listening to Best in Show Radio. Check out our website, bestinshowradio.com. Actually, there's a show called Best in Show Radio, or is our show called Best in Show?
Our show is called Best in Show.
So, okay, sorry. Let's rewind
this. This is Best in Show Radio.
That's a fine line. Okay, you're listening to Best in Show. This is Best in Show Radio.
Bestinshow.com was taken.
basically, simply put.
And we didn't want to be bestinshow.org.
I actually even think that might have been taken. I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm.
Isn't there a new one? Isn't there like a .tv or something? Or is that not even new anymore?
You know what they do? They do .tv. They do .orgs, obviously, .ccs, which is like, I mean, the thing is, the, what do you call it, like the last part, I don't know, the last octet, it's not an octet really, but the last piece of the thing is like, it could be associated with a country code. And .cc is like some crazy, like Caribbean islands or something, so .cc was one of them. .org obviously is for organization, .edu for like an educational facility, whatever, something like that. I'm trying to think what the other one was. But they're always like countries sell the rights to them all the time.
But how come there's like how come there's .UK? Like how come there's no?
It's by country code. How come there's no .US?
Yeah, because Al Gore is American and he apparently invented.
He invented the internet. It's cool. Sorry, I'm trying to show 100K something on the computer at the same time. But yeah, the way that it works, everything that you were just looking for should be in here already. I loaded them all.
I gotcha.
Okay. We're so technical. Yeah, so I don't know what the story is. I think like a country can sell the rights to its code, like that .cc. Like it's, I can't remember what the islands are, but some islands sold the rights to it, so you can buy a .cc. And like every nation state has the option to either have it or not have it or sell it or whatever.
Can you still? I heard that they were going to try to make a law, but I don't know how it would possibly work, preventing people from. I don't remember what it was called, but like people were for a long time buying like before everyone immediately like. Started buying up their own website names, like people would have like Pepsi, they would buy, for example, I'm sure it didn't happen with Pepsi, but they would buy Pepsi.com and PepsiCola.com.
Don't be sure that it happened. Like that was the big business when the internet was first booming in the 90s.
So because they knew Pepsi would want the website and they would pay whatever they wanted
right,
to them.
It's like being smart and getting in on the IPO, like knowing that, oh my God, this is the new groundbreaking thing, I'm gonna have to buy all of it. It's like anything.
Because I know that they were going to try to pass laws to prevent that from happening. But, like, honestly, how could you do that? There's no law saying that you can't buy, unless that's the law they were going to pass. But, like, then they
I guess if a name is copyrighted by someone, then it would be protected. But, I mean, it's a new medium. That's like saying that I can't get the phone number, Pepsi, you know, 1-800-PEPSI-COLA. Of course, I'm sure it's taken already, whatever, but...
I don't think it happens so much anymore because I think it's one of the first orders of business for companies now is to make sure they secure all of their...
Unless, of course, your company is based in our small borough of Staten Island where we live, which it makes my wife insane all the time that when we're looking for a particular business's like website, like if you want to...
order food.
A menu, exactly.
It comes up in like Raleigh, North Dakota or something.
It just makes me insane. Like, wait, why wouldn't this place just have a website? I mean, the fact of the matter is...
Well, because I was looking for Golden's Deli. Mm-hmm. Which is right next to my job because I didn't have the menu. I figured they had one online.
Oh, it's a kosher deli on Staten Island, for those of you who don't know.
And I wish you had Cousin Brucey on the commercial saying, delicious.
Delicious.
But I'm looking for it, and I'm saying, wow, they have a lot of food. And then I think it was in, like, West Virginia or something. And I'm like, oh, okay, so this is a different Golden's Deli then.
Yeah.
You know the Staten Island business didn't buy it.
For some reason, our small Staten Island, where we live, not for nothing, we should really, like, become salesmen and, like, start, like, our own internet company and just, like, start selling people's websites. Because the fact of the matter that, you know, I mean, like, we're in a day and age that you would think everyone should just, like, have a website at this point. Fact of the matter is, I mean, like, you know, every one of the dopey radio shows that we put on, we buy the website within 10 minutes or something close to it, as in adding a radio to the end of the show name. You know, I mean, I've got a website for my old band. I've got a website for this. I've got a website for everything. And I always do. I just don't understand how a business wouldn't invest the $100, not even $70 a year it costs to have a bare minimum. And actually, that's not even bare minimum. I go a little above and beyond. You can spend like $40 and have a website for a year.
At least with basic information on it.
Right, which would include a hell of a lot more than the probably like the $200 little coupons that they send to people's houses. You know, like that's it's
ridiculous. This is a very backwards place, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know if it's just a backwards place where we live or if it's just the general state of the world that we're in.
I think, but we specifically, considering that technically this is part of New York City,
and you say,
is an extremely backwards place.
Yeah, the fact that, you know, and barely part of New York City is accurate. The fact that we are part of New York City, but none of the businesses here are really, you know, I mean, there's no real corporate...
Well, you know what? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Say what you're going to say.
As far as cable service is concerned, there's analog cable and then there's digital cable. Mm-hmm. Obviously, analog is the oldest service. Of a certain company services all five boroughs, areas of all five boroughs. Of, I believe, Queens and Brooklyn, there are no more analog cable boxes. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Queens and maybe Manhattan. And one of them, it's like 98%. Staten Island, I don't know about the Bronx, but Staten Island, I believe, is the only holdout that has like 40% analog cable.
It's odd that you have all this information.
It's crazy, too, because I know somebody that works at a pizzeria.
Oh, but, okay.
But they, and like they'll try to get people at this pizzeria to like switch, and they'll tell them, they'll even go as far as to say, you know, your bill will literally go down because it costs a lot of money to run things on analog cable. So, like, premium channels are really expensive on because it costs more. Your bill will literally go down. You'll have a better quality, and you'll get, like, 200 more channels than you have. And the reaction, general reaction of Staten Island is, oh, no, I don't need that. You know, like, it's a very backwards – honestly, it's a very stupid place. The people here are really stupid.
But it really, really is nice. The sun, I mean, it's nice neighborhoods. It's nice. It's quiet. It's good.
Is it?
I love where I live. I live in a nice, quiet, nice little quiet block.
I guess block to block for the most part.
Yeah, I hated when I lived around the corner from you when I lived in that neighborhood.
I hate living there now.
Yeah. Yeah, we do live in a...
I don't want to say all of them because, you know, where we live here, we're not stupid, but, like, everyone else... Nah, there's just a lot of stupid people. You know what, honestly,
That's worldwide, dude.
I guess, yeah.
85% of the people on the planet probably would be better suited dead.
Yeah, honestly, I'm thinking if I'm going down to find smarter people than here in, like, West Virginia or, you know, not to insult everyone in West Virginia, but there's probably plenty of areas down in those areas.
I'd be willing to bet it's probably 85% of them should be killed, 15% of them could be.
Oh, so you're more of like a...
I think it's an
you're going for like an ethnic cleansing kind of thing based on IQ.
No, well, that wouldn't be ethnic cleansing, the intellect cleansing.
Imagine the battle it would start among the last remaining smart people, though. Imagine how that war would be fought.
Well, why we have to know? We could just be smart together. I say we, like obviously that I'm part
That's
of
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, then never
I'm happens. Already looking to fight you.
But yeah, intellect cleansing. I think I'm kind of into that idea.
I don't think you should suggest it on the air. I think it's illegal.
Oh, sorry. Did I basically just say, hey, this is my Mein Kampf?
I don't know. But I like dumb people around because it reminds me how smart I am.
The best part about stupid people
It's so
is,
funny. That me, there was an, okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
The best part about stupid people is I'm smarter. You know?
It reminds me of how smart I am. As a matter of fact, there was a guy saying that around me the other day, but I actually don't know who he was talking about because we were the only two there, but I was agreeing with him 100%. Yeah. I'm sorry, that was my joke suggesting that I was the dumb person he was referring to, and it just it wasn't a very good joke.
It's
smart
okay.
People aren't very funny sometimes.
I think we should all have websites, period. I don't remember how I got started on this. I don't remember where I was going with it.
I'm about to go for the most violent segue.
Do it.
The roughest segue ever.
Do what you got to do.
You know who has a lot of websites? Cereal companies.
Cereal companies have a lot of websites. That's interesting.
Well, not that they have a lot. I told you it was going to be violent.
No, it works out. It works out fine.
Not that they have a lot of websites, but I think they each probably have one. General Mills, Post, the good people at Kellogg's. I think there's probably a lot of...
Wait, can I ask you a question? Why were they the good people there, but the other ones you didn't care about?
Because they make the best cereal.
Actually, I
can't differentiate. Who makes Fruit Loops? That's who's good people. I think General Mills makes Fruit Loops. No, they make Trix.
I don't think that they would have to be... what's the word I'm looking for?
Smart.
Independent of each other. Like, you could make Trix and Fruit Loops if you wanted to. They're not the same cereal, really.
No. Oh, you know, I think they're independent of each other, though. I think
the fact that you cited that, no, they don't make
that.
Yeah,
that's
true.
There's no cereal wars.
Every cereal company makes like 400 different cereals. They don't necessarily care.
Like Toucan Sam making fun of the rabbit on commercials.
Oh, that would be awesome. The same, like, you know what, the way that they do with beer companies, that would be awesome if cereal companies
cereal
did that.
Cereal wars. Cereal killers.
That would be awesome.
Yes, I know I have your Too Much Joy record still. Much Joy is a band that had an album called Serial Killers.
You don't have Serial Killers, though. You have Son of Sam, I Am.
Oh, okay.
Which is driving me crazy because I put it all on my MP3 player and I need that to finish the collection.
Wow, I just noticed a theme there.
What's that?
Son of Sam, Serial Killers.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Interesting.
And then the next album was called Mutiny, and that just totally throws a monkey wrench in the Bruce's.
I could write a book about their album titles.
I wish you would. But Serial. So speaking of cereal, I was noticing something about cereal the other day. It was so cereally. 100K is trying to situate himself in front of the computer at this point.
Honestly, I just killed our entire show by just trying
I'm trying to fill space while it works.
All right, I want you to notice something about some of these cereal commercials. I actually have a bunch of cereal commercials from the 80s.
Do you now?
Yes, I do. Hmm. And I want you to notice something. You probably remember a couple of them, but there's something about each one. Why don't I just roll into the first one?
Okay, this is the amazing part, by the way. I've had these for 2 weeks because we considered doing this a couple of weeks ago. I still haven't listened to any of it, so this is going to be like a first listen for me. I'm kind of psyched. Go do what you got
to
do.
Well, the thing to be psyched about is probably just hearing these commercials you haven't heard in a while, but whatever. I'll let you decide.
And remember, yeah.
Must be Nasty McEvil. Let's get him. Post Alphabet Cereal, part of this nutritious breakfast. It's doggone good.
Now you can play with two new Alfie rescue scenes with Alphabet stickers.
Nasty, silly me out.
No, I won't. Here comes Alfie.
Rivers, Rivers.
One set of stickers in each specially marked box of Post Alphabet Cereal.
Now, it's here. The excitement, the adventure of a new four-set breakfast.
We'll call them C-3POs.
New C-3PO cereal from Kellogg's. Twin rings, phased together. For two crunches in every double O. A delicious part of this nutritious breakfast. Now you can experience the taste of Kellogg's C-3POs. A crunchy new force at breakfast.
May the force be with you.
If I take one bowl of Cap'n Crunch's peanut butter cereal, part of this balanced breakfast, and I add another bowl of Cap'n Crunch's peanut butter cereal, what have I got?
A happy elephant!
That sums it up.
I got guinea pigs, horses, elephants!
Cap'n Crunch cereal brings you three fun new animal stamp albums.
He hops 40 miles per hour!
There's one Smedley Zoo Pals, or CB's Farm Animals, or Cap'n's House Pets in each specially marked box of Cap'n Crunch.
A giant castle!
With a giant, giant!
Let's go, Sue!
Time for a Cheerio breakfast, kid!
Yeah, Cheerios is a powerful part of this balanced breakfast!
You got gold with Cheerios!
Holy crap, I totally remember
this song. That help you grow! You got gold, gold, gold with power! Coming on strong with Cheerios! You're feeling your Cheerios!
You're feeling your Cheerios!
A Cheerios breakfast!
Hey, Cookie Crook, what are you doing?
Hey,
scratching my back.
He's trying to steal our cookie crumb.
Where's the cookie crumb?
Cookie crumb? You'll do anything to get the real cookie taste of Cookie Crisp cereal.
I know, I know. It even looks like a little chocolate chip cookie.
But it stays crispy in milk. And it's part of this complete breakfast. Well, Cookie Crook, what do you have to say for yourself?
I guess I'm not such a smart cookie after all.
If you like cookies, you'll love Cookie Crisp.
Looky! Rainbow Bright has a new cereal with fruit flavor and bright colors!
Colors? Let's see!
New Rainbow Bright brand cereal! Sweet fruity rainbows of bright color!
A yummy part of this complete breakfast!
That I'll murk out!
A gloom cloud!
No match for Rainbow Bright!
Oh, no!
Weapon of color!
Idiot, we hate color!
No murked out breakfast for us!
Fruit flavor! No murked out breakfast for us! Rainbow what does that even mean?
This is gonna take a while. Look who's up.
Dig him. Go for it.
Let's have some sugar snacks.
Smack, smack, sugar snacks.
I dig him.
Give me a snack, and I'll smack you back.
Give me a smack, and I'll Mom, smack you back.
It's
sugar
so
smacks.
Time to eat those pots of wheat. Kellogg sugar snacks.
I don't believe it.
Bowling is right up my alley.
Kellogg sugar snacks.
Part of this nutritious breakfast.
Dig him.
Gotta feel the taste, gotta make it right. Just one thing we'll do. Gotta get pops, yeah, gotta get pops.
The pop sensation of Kellogg's Corn Pop cereal, part of this nutritious breakfast.
I gotta get pops, yeah, gotta get pops.
Coming at you free, your own wacky wall walker. It tumbles and crawls down walls and even glows in the dark. It's
holy
wacky
crap, I remember
and
the wacky
free
wall
in Corn Pops.
Hello, my name is Crispy. How do you do? Crispy Critters cereal entirely new. It's indubitably delicious. Oh, here comes Crispy Critters. A good wholesome bunch. The low sugar cereal with lots of crunch.
Yes, it's indubitably.
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 Indubitably. Most Crispy Critters cereal is part of a balanced breakfast.
Cha cha cha.
Cha cha cha.
We decided to just let that run as we were going through it, just because they were just such fun songs to listen to.
Now, this is the thing, though. Did you notice there was something in common with all of those commercials?
I got to be quite honest. I was so obsessed with trying to make sure that the levels were okay the whole time. I didn't get to pay close attention until the end.
There was one thing that was said in each commercial, though.
That they're part of a nutritious breakfast.
They're part of this nutritious, balanced breakfast. Now, obviously, this was only audio. You weren't watching it.
I was.
You'll have to teach me how to do that.
Yeah, I have a magical brain. It does things like that sometimes. But yeah, okay.
When I was watching this, and I mean, I remembered it anyway, but when I watched them, I see every time they say that, there's a picture of a breakfast table.
With a banana,
there's
apple,
a big jug of milk
and
there's
orange
a banana.
Juice.
There's orange juice. There's the bowl of cereal. Normally, I think they still do this. That's all you'll see. You'll see the fruit next to it. But this was in the 80s. Every single one had a giant stack of white toast smothered in dripping butter.
I'm starving right now.
Like part of this nutritious, balanced breakfast, just a giant stack of like 15 pieces of toast drenched in butter.
Okay, so what's wrong with that? Sounds tasty.
I think it's nutritious and balanced, honestly.
Okay, well,
but they got rid of that now. You don't see that anymore.
Can we point out the irony here? Even more so than we're already doing.
That I can't have milk or butter this week.
Not that. Oh, sweet irony. The nutritious breakfast. The word nutritious means
full of nutrition.
Has nutrients. Period. The end. Anything that's edible has nutrients except for corn. Corn has no nutritious value, has no nutrients in it, is the way that I understand it.
It's just starchy.
Yeah. But see, starch I would think has a nutrient. I think that like if you have like 0.003% of vitamin A in something, it's a nutritious breakfast. Is it the ideal diet food? Is it the ideal breakfast? Is it the best balance of nutrients that you could possibly have? Probably not. But in order to be a nutritious breakfast, it's you just have to have a nutrient.
But they did get rid of it now.
Wow, you can actually hear your phone on
Oh, sorry.
On the thing. But they, you know what? You know what they got rid of it? But what they did now is they put on the front of all the the cereal boxes. I'm trying to remember what the banner is that they put on the front of it, like whole grains, like whole grain Fruit Loops, whole grain whatever.
That's well, this is another thing.
But what I don't understand is whole grain. What does that mean? It just means that the things that you used for it weren't put through a blender? Like what
well,
is a whole grain?
Whole grain, that's actually something legitimate. And I only know this because of reading Men's Health magazine.
Oh, you really
specifically the abs diet book.
You want to go to DL Sundays later tonight? Men's Health.
One of the guys, I read it for the articles.
Oh, sorry. One of the guys I work with reads Men's Health, and I just it's just the creepiest thing. Just like to see pictures of like your favorite football store of your football store because I could talk your favorite football store topless on the cover, standing by the beach. Like, ew, why would I read that?
Dan Marino's in this month.
Oh my god! I went, send it to me.
In Men's Health magazine, I read that whole grains actually, like if you see wheat bread. That's white bread with, like, food coloring or something, or, like, some kind of flavoring. Whole wheat or whole grain means that the full grain, it's not just the something called something disgusting, like the semener or something, like.
Sexy.
And a stem, and, like, it's got to be, there's three parts of the grain, and it's got to be the entire grain in order for it to be, have fiber and not have a lot of whatever the bad carbohydrates are, which is why, like, on the third level of the South Beach diet you used to be on, you're allowed to introduce whole grain carbs, you know, things made with whole grains.
Okay, here's the point, though. When any of these whole grain cereals have 40 pounds of sugar in
them.
Well,
that's the thing. All they write is whole grain on it. And there was a commercial, too, where, and this commercial used to make me so livid. They would be hanging a banner, and they'd be talking to these people in the street, and they say, have you heard that the FDA has changed, not even the FDA, somebody's changed the amount of whole grains you should have. And they have these people standing in the street like robots saying, I guess I have to eat more whole grains now. And then they're hanging like the Cinnamon Toast Crunch banner or whatever cereal. It's one of the cereal companies that I'm sure has a website.
Uh-huh, obviously.
And
not Staten Island based.
But it's just these people and... But it could be Staten Island people, though, because they're just standing there saying, oh, well, I guess I have to eat more whole grains. Like,
when you're saying this, all I'm thinking of is you have to eat 12 bowls of such and such to equal one bowl to equal one bowl of total.
I thought you meant colon blow on Saturday Night Live.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was Phil Hartman in a commercial, and they say, you would have to eat 48 bowls of Raisin Bran to equal one bowl of colon blow. Then they had Super Colon Blow. You would have to eat 75,000 bowls. Colon Blow. Yeah.
I'm not quite familiar with the comedy you speak of. I'm not a big You know what, my wife is now obsessed with watching old episodes of Saturday Night Live. They'd play them on like E or
like,
A&E.
Like
or
when you say old, do you mean
whatever ones they're playing every night? The one that isn't live this week. Like, a lot of the ones she's been watching have Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, okay.
Like, not old. No, I'm not talking like the original.
Last couple of years,
though. Yeah, I'm not talking like, you know, the original cast of Not Ready for Primetime Players. I'm talking like...
I never really got into... I loved the show most when Phil Hartman and John Lovitz and Dana Carvey were on. I've seen it with... I think Will Ferrell's really funny. I've seen it with Jimmy Fallon. I think that was actually, they were probably on together, but you know, Chris Kattan. I used to see those on reruns. I didn't really used to watch.
It was
kind of stupid. It was okay.
I was never a real big Saturday Night, I shouldn't say I was never, but I haven't been a Saturday Night Live fan since I was like a kid and like, oh wow, I'm staying up late and I'm watching, wow, comedy with music. Woo!
Well, it's funny, when like Phil Hartman and Dennis Miller and those people left,
When did Dennis Miller get insane, by the way? Did it come with Monday Night Football? Is that the moment when he went totally crazy? That he went from doing just normal comedy to just being...
I think his stand-up was always very wordy.
You know, I'm not saying wordy being the problem. There's something insane about him now. Like, there's something not entertaining about listening to him now. I don't
really
know.
I think he is.
He doesn't do it for me. He doesn't do it for me anymore. He did a comedy special on HBO called Black or White or Black and White. Ironically, the same name.
They made him into Eddie Murphy.
Yes, ironically, the name of my favorite new reality show. Black and White or Black or White, I can't remember what it was, and it was, I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was great, and he was very wordy. Like, I'm not afraid of big words. That doesn't scare me. I consider myself part of that 15%, so I'm not worried about the intelligence factor. It's just lately he seems to not be entertained to me. He seems to be more how do I put this? More of a party, more of a partisan commentator than a comedian.
Well, yeah, he's
you know, he's the inverse Lenny Bruce now. You know, and which I mean, like,
I think you know what it is,
and it's not because I have a problem with his party affiliation or where he's going necessarily. It's just that it seems to be less funny.
That's well, I mean, political humor is always less funny. Mm-hmm. I think he's more political now because he's. He's like the Republican comedian as opposed to every other like person in Hollywood, so I think that's why he puts more politics into it. Yeah, he's
like I distinctly remember Al Franklin was funny at one point in time.
Yeah, until yeah.
I don't remember when the moment stopped that he stopped being funny, but he's just unlistenable at this point. So like I said, it's not the politics per se. It's not the choice of politics, it's the choice of being political. Period.
Yeah, well, because you're not. That's why A. Whitney Brown was never funny. I don't even know if you didn't weren't a big fan of the show. A. Whitney Brown was one of the kind of like he was a writer on Saturday Night Live.
Hey, was that the guy who did the bit where he was talking about all different types of orgasms? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Possibly. I don't think so.
Orgasms.
That sounds more like Tim Kazurinsky, the guy yeah, that used to have the signs.
It is Tim Kazurinsky.
No, A. Whitney Brown was a little later. And he would do like a political thing on the news, and it was just like you're just angry that Reagan's the president. I don't see where this isn't being funny, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, it's anytime somebody gets political, it's never as funny.
Speaking of, I wanted to have a lot of political talk this week. Our guest this week is Tim Russert. He's going to be calling in like 10 minutes.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just being a jerk.
Who's our guest, really? Tim McGraw.
We don't do guests. Not at this point, anyway. We're until we go live, we're not going to worry about that sort of stuff. Sorry, I can't get comfortable in my chair now. All of a sudden, everything's.
You know when Al Franken was funny when he used to do the live feeds, and.
Oh yeah. You're absolutely right. Well, during the news.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He would always turn into a skeleton because he was like struck by lightning or something happened. Yeah, you know what. It was funny because I used to watch Dennis Miller's show on CNBC that I think is canceled. It's definitely not on anymore. I don't know if he quit or if they canceled. They probably canceled it. But, I mean, that was just a straight-up political show. It was better because it was a semi-funny guy hosting it.
But see, I think that's like what coincides. It's like...
He became a political commentator, like, just about. He did... Him and Al Franken became political commentators on opposite sides.
And Bill Maher. Although I don't remember Bill Maher ever necessarily being incredibly funny.
Funny. Yeah, Bill. I don't dig that guy. He's just there's a certain arrogance about him that I don't think was earned.
Is it because he wears a suit? Makes you feel bad.
I hate it. There's a certain arrogance about him that it just seems like it was never earned. He just came on the market as this like arrogant guy that was in Amazon Women on the Moon, in case he thinks nobody remembers. But yeah, so like, and it was funny because Dennis Miller had Al Franken on his show, and I was really hoping they were gonna fight, but they were just so like, oh, buddy, buddy.
Well, maybe they were friends. Well, maybe they.
Well, they're
were
definitely
friends.
Still friends.
That was my analysis of the situation. Well, maybe they're friends. Well, maybe they're friends.
I like, you know what I like about Dennis Miller though? I like that he's. I like that he's more of a. I don't want to say moderate because, I hate that word.
Because he's not.
I like that he's not like the difference between a guy like Dennis Miller and Sean Hannity is that Dennis Miller can say that he's for the war in Iraq and he's for he's for the war in Iraq and he's for the tax cuts that Bush did, but he's also for gay marriage and he's pro-choice, as opposed to a guy like Sean Hannity or a guy like Al Franken that just has to follow whatever their party tells them to say, you know, like...
In addition, Sean Hannity never screwed up on Monday Night Football and made it just unbearable to listen to the audio.
That's actually true. But Rush Limbaugh... All right, honestly, Rush Limbaugh got a raw deal on ESPN. I'm sorry.
Okay, Rush Limbaugh, I used to totally dig listening to his show, but he's crazy. But
he's another one of them guys, you know? He opens up the paper and says, okay, like, these are the politicians I voted for, so this is what I believe, kind of guys, you know?
Okay.
It's Rush Limbaugh on that side, it's whoever, Ron Kuvy on the other side, it's people that don't have opinions, they have parties. Mm-hmm. But,
I'm throwing a crazy party later. I'm pretty
awesome. Is Rush going to be there?
Yeah,
I'm actually bringing some Rush to the party.
It's going to be awesome, dude. DL Sat Sundays. Just check me out.
But like, Rush Limbaugh got kicked off of ESPN because he said
something about
he said the media. He didn't think Donovan McNabb was as good as they made. The media wanted so bad for a black quarterback to succeed that they kind of built him up more than he was. What is racist about that statement? Even if you disagree that he's wrong and Donovan McNabb is good. But you know what? Donovan McNabb hadn't proved a damn thing at that point. So it was a legitimate thing.
That's not true at all. That was the season after he first started. He started really coming out of his shell.
But like, but you don't think there's any truth to what he was saying there? You know what? You shouldn't say it just because you should know better.
I don't think it's
worth getting fired for though.
No. Well, I mean, but here's the thing.
Like,
the thing, they hired him to be Rush Limbaugh commenting on football games. What do you think you're gonna get out of Rush Limbaugh other than something that's semi-controversial? Like, that's what he got hired for. If he wasn't going to do something controversial, by the way, I love being so timely and commenting on something that happened 2 years ago.
But like Charles Barkley said that your house is so haunted. I mean, the studio is so haunted. Charles Barkley said I was about to accuse Charles Barkley of saying something. What I meant to say was
Charles Barkley said Hitler was right.
If Charles Barkley, say that for example. No, if Charles Barkley had said, you know what? If Charles Barkley had even come out straight and said, people like Steve Nash because he's a white boy or something, they would go, they'd high-five him and stuff, you know? It's like, but this guy got fired. Evil conservative Rush Limbaugh called for the execution of all black people today. And then the most sickening thing was the following week.
Do you recognize that there...
I recognize, all right?
Do you recognize that our country maybe has a history of maybe not being so conscientious of the rights of certain people that share the same race as Donovan McNabb? Do you not recognize that? So there's a heightened sensitivity and at times an oversensitivity to being non-offensive towards that race. Do you not recognize that?
I recognize it, but I think 40 years after the Civil Rights Movement, Rush Limbaugh saying that...
Bro, I'm watching Black and White this week on FX, and I'm going to see that those racial lines are still there, whether you want to believe it or not.
Yeah, and they're going to be...
When we're off the air, the words that we use... I'm kidding, of course.
But those racial lines are going to be... They're going to be... Not that they're not there in certain cases, but you know that they're going to be there for this show. Do you honestly think that the black girl's life isn't going to get better now that she's white? Do you think they're going to allow for any other ending than the black girl's life getting better because she's now white and vice versa?
I honestly do believe that they're going to try and make it as each one of us needs to open our hearts to the other side. I got to be 100% honest. That's, I think, the
end. It would be nice. It would be normal.
I 100% believe that that's the way that it's going to go. 100% believe it. Now we're taking a serious discussion on this black and white show that we were making fun of earlier.
Rush Limbaugh is producing a show called Black vs. White. It's going to be on soon. Yeah, no, I just didn't think what he said was a big deal. I think if he had come out and said something legitimately racist, they should fire him. And I think the following week, when Steve Young and Chris Berman and these guys are like crying on the air saying, Chris Berman apologizes to Michael Irvin, like, just shut up, you fat idiot.
Wasn't Michael Irvin there like the week before and didn't think there was anything wrong with him saying it when he said it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Like, he apologizes to him. Like, that just sums up the problem. Like, he felt the need to apologize to Michael Irvin for something that somebody else said.
That's a symptom of the entire situation, like you're saying. We're apologizing.
I think a majority of the time it's an oversensitivity at this point.
We're being oversensitive because we're apologizing. But you know what? Like, we wouldn't let... Okay, I say we. Our race... I don't understand all that,
but it's 2006, right?
I totally understand, but I also see both sides. I see the cause for the heightened sensitivity. The fact of the matter is, within our parents' lifetime, we're young guys, relatively young guys anyway. I feel like I'm 70, but we're relatively young guys. Within our parents' lifetime, there were people that weren't allowed to eat in certain places because they were a certain color. You know, and like, whatever, I'm not looking to do like the civil rights show right now. Like, you know, we're supposed to be doing something a little more lighthearted than this. But I can see the cause for the, I'm just looking at your face and waiting for you to respond. All right, Pinko, whatever you say.
No, I understand all that. I'm not trying to bring segregation back.
and nor am I suggesting that's the case. But I can understand.
I think being, oversensitivity is bad for the whole thing.
In being in that 15% of being the most educated people in the world, as I consider myself to be, I do not purport to know concretely anything as being 100% right or 100% wrong. I let things go and I watch it and I comment on things and as I disagree or agree with them. Should Rush Limbaugh have been fired for his comments about Donovan McNabb? Yes, but not for racial reasons, just because he didn't understand football when he was talking about it. That's why he should have been fired. That's actually why he should have never been hired in the first place. But as far as understanding why there's a heightened sensitivity, yeah. Am I apologizing for anything that people did in the past? Certainly not. But I can understand why some people might. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just not very apologetic because I didn't do anything.
Whatever, Pinko. I'm just waiting for that moment. I'm going to go listen to Conor Oberst now.
Whatever, dude. Why don't you try to get that show? Maybe they'll make you into a white person.
I want to put on bright eyes right now so I can feel better about myself when the president talks to
me. Yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was crazy that they fired him for that. You know?
Agreed. As long as we're talking football, I'm sorry, I don't mean to digress, but there's not a lot of time in the show, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the whole salary cap issues and things that were going on in football. It was Monday Night Football. It's almost 1 p.m. here on the East Coast. We've got like 7 hours, I think. No, 6 o'clock, I think, is when it has to be done by. 5 hours before everyone's salary has to be full salary, team salary. Has
oh,
to
that's today.
Today, 6 p.m. You have to get below. I think it's 94. Might be 93 million. 94 million. I don't remember what it is. So a lot of people are going to get cut today, including New York's own Chad Pennington with his broken shoulder, you big crippled freak. And the big thing, which people are glossing over, like everyone's worrying about the, you know, what the cap is for this year and who's going to get cut and who's not going to get cut. The big thing is today is the day when a new agreement has to be put in place for the 2007 season. And if by 6 p.m. tonight a deal is not struck, there's no salary cap for 2007.
So George Steinbrenner officially buys a team?
When 2007 comes and there's no salary cap, football, I don't want to say is ruined, but football changes dramatically. It's going to be the New York Yankees and the Tampa Bay Devil Rays in football. Because there's going to be no floor then either. So then when you could spend as much as you want, then there's going to be a...
Except in that case, I think the cities are going to be reversed. Mm-hmm. because Malcolm Glazer, the owner of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is going to spend ridiculous amounts of money.
Well, I'm not, absolutely.
No, it's interesting though that you chose those two.
But you know, I'm just thinking like what the bottom of the barrel is in MLB versus what it's going to be in the NFL. The Arizona Cardinals, I would imagine, will be gone in 5 years. If this goes through, because they're going to stop spending money because no one shows up for the games. Why would they bother paying?
Why do they bother anyway?
Why'd they ever move from St. Louis?
They should just get some small school Texas Tech or like Howard, some small school, and just tell all the seniors, you automatically have a spot on our team next year.
Seriously, though, it's going to be, you know, and it's a big complaint, the parity in football, you know, that you never know. It's, you know, there's no more dynasties in football, not since the 70s. There really haven't been many dynasties. Well, that's not necessarily true, because Green Bay and San Francisco in the 80s and 90s were still as close to a dynasty as you get. Although, actually, who am I even talking about? New England is pretty damn close right now. But for the most part, the era of the dynasty is over.
Joan Collins.
Oh man!
That was my joke. Just saying, Joan Collins. I had nothing better. I couldn't work it into a.
I can't remember anyone else's name from the show Dynasty.
That's why I just blurted out Joan Collins.
Who's
I was
the white haired
go
woman?
Somewhere.
What was the white haired woman's name?
Dude, why do you got to keep bringing race into it? We're past that.
White haired. Yeah, it's
Linda Evans.
Thank you.
And it was blonde.
No,
when she was six.
That's not Linda Evans. Linda Evans was on Dallas.
You're such a homo. You're such a homo. Now let me go watch my Queer as Folk box sets. I only own the first four seasons. I don't own season five.
Sorry.
It's not out yet.
I'm gonna go back to talk about football. Let's butch it up for the end of the show. So seriously, what's going to happen? The Atlanta Falcons, they're going to spend a lot of money, or are they just going to let it ride and get rid of them? Get rid of the best running back who they've decided to tell throw a ball.
Speaking of our earlier conversation, I would take Donovan McNabb in a heartbeat over Michael Vick.
As well you should.
He's
the best black quarterback there is. And we all know that blacks are good at football. Oh, sorry. I went Jimmy
Dude, I'm going to have to fire you from the show and then apologize to somebody next week.
I didn't mean to go Jimmy the Greek instead of Rush Limbaugh. My mistake.
I forgot about that.
What? No, they were bred. You know, not for nothing.
Chris Rock said the same exact thing.
Jimmy the Greek's comments were not totally insane. I don't want to go back into that whole thing, especially not so close to the end of the show.
Honestly.
Because we could go on for this for a while.
Go on for it now, because I don't think we should discuss this anymore. That's heightened sensitivity.
Slaves were definitely bred to be...
Yeah, Chris Rock said something funny about it. He said the same thing Jimmy the Greek said, except Chris Rock saying it and Jimmy the Greek saying it. They were talking about Jimmy the Greek recently. Mike and the Mad Dog were, because Bryant Gumbel said, you should...
Let me tell you something, Mike. Jimmy the Greek. I don't even understand.
I don't know what they say about him.
Chris Russo was basically kind of taking the same argument I had, that there's a double standard, because... Bryant Gumbel was just going on in the Olympic pregame show about how there's not enough black athletes. Almost having an attitude of like, you shouldn't even watch this kind of thing. He's getting paid to do the Olympics.
It's funny how white guys are the ones who are always discussing it, but go on.
Wait, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
You mean Bryant Gumbel?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking about Chris Russo. My mistake. We're silently looking at each other. We're on the radio.
I thought you were going to continue.
No. I wanted you to go back to your story. My mistake. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe Stephen A. Smith was talking about it. I missed his show, though, because it's terrible.
It's terrible? Well, the New York Knicks are terrible. But anyway, no. So go on with what you're saying.
Yeah, so he was saying that the fact that Bryant Gumbel was saying that was bad. And, you know, that, like, as opposed to, you know... I don't know, because that's why I had Charles Barkley in my head before I tried to just put words in his mouth that he never said. Charles Barkley was making some, like, comments. I don't know. Charles Barkley was referring over and over to somebody as a white boy one night. And And the guys in the room were kind of just like, you know, like exactly like I said before, like giving them high fives or something. But whatever, that's just
I'm not offended by that. Again, like I said, maybe it's I don't know. I'm part of those people that fall into that heightened sensitivity. I don't know. Should I be ashamed of myself? I don't know. Sorry.
You shouldn't be
ashamed. I have nothing to really necessarily add to it because I don't necessarily. I'm not like I see that it's a little ironic. Why I just broke my figurine sitting on my desk here. I understand. Like I don't necessarily care. It doesn't necessarily bother me.
Well, that's the thing. I'm not offended by any of it. I'm not offended by him saying white boy. Yeah, exactly. I'm just alerted when somebody could say something and someone else can't say something.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
And I think that something like basically what it comes down to. As I think something like that causes rifts, mm-hmm. more so than just, you know, like it. I think if you're allowing certain people to say stuff on the air and not allowing other people, it's going to cause problems. Because the bottom line is, when people see it, they're gonna react to it how they're gonna react to it. You know, they're gonna get pissed at Charles Barkley, and you know,
they should be pissed at him for never getting the Suns anyplace good.
Yeah, you know, honestly,
other than. Like halfway through the playoffs. You know why
they should really be pissed at him? For hosting, not that it was a bad episode, but being the worst actor in Saturday Night Live history to come full circle.
Don't even remember him.
He was terrible.
Don't even remember him being on.
Like he's like trying. I think he was reading off his hand at one point.
The only NBA player that I think deserves more hatred than Charles Barkley for not bringing a good team to where they needed to be is Patrick Ewing.
But he was in The Exorcist 4. The Exorcist 3.
He played
an angel.
I wasn't aware. I don't know. We'll talk a little more about the salary cap next week because it's something I really do desperately want to get into. We'll know everything that happened next week. You've been listening to Best in Show. Check out our website, bestinshowradio.com, and you'll hear us live next week someplace. My name's Chris.
I'm 100K, and I love everybody.
Except for Donovan McNabb.